Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're back on a Monday, October 27th. In a few minutes, we'll get to our favorite plays in Game 3 of the World Series between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. But, Jenks, first, a very happy sports equinox to you. Did you know that all four major professional sports leagues are playing games tonight? This is something that we only experience usually in October because we have, obviously, the World Series and Major League Baseball going on. We have Monday Night Football. We have hockey's going on now. And the NBA, which I know we're still kind of looking at them with a suspicious eye, but we do have all four sports to be betting and to be watching tonight. So soak it in. There was once a time in our lives where, remember COVID, and we didn't have any sports, and they canceled March Madness. We're like, this is the worst. Well, now we are on the mountaintop, my friends. This is the absolute best.
Here's my impression of me during COVID. You ready? Man, there's no sports going on right now. This sucks.
Huh. Oh, this is the biggest story.
Oh, wait, hold on. Here's my phone's ringing. Maybe it's a friend. Oh, it's my divorce lawyer. This just keeps getting worse. I could really use some sports right now. No. So it's great to have everything back. You know, it's awesome. Thank you for wishing me well on the sports equinox.
Yes, I knew you needed it. But it's crazy because I know a lot of people are super dialed into all these sports. I will say for me, it's mostly just the World Series and Monday Night Football. Like, that's, you know, the pinnacle. Because, like, you know, I'm not into hockey. Yeah. And again, like, do you have this feeling about the NBA right now that I think a lot of casual fans have? To where you're like, I'm kind of suspicious of you and your players. We'll see how this all turns out. And I understand, like, the top players in the sport are not, you know, probably involved in any of this when it comes to, like, the gambling scandals and stuff. It just, I don't know. Like, I see the promos, and I, like, kind of smirk a little bit. You know, where they're trying to, like, pump up the league, and you're like, you're kind of burying the lead there, NBC.
Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to this NBA game tonight. Have you guys been playing poker before the game? You know, I don't know. Can I trust you guys? I think ESPN is pumping up too. I woke up this morning and my phone was just like,
I always do.
Cooper Flagg arrives. Cooper Flagg arrives. And I was like, okay. And it was a nice dunk. And it was just like a one. It was nice. It was really good dunk. But it was like, oh my God, I got to see. This is one for the ages. But no, he just comes down the court and he dunks over, you know, remember the Wizards. And okay. I was like, all right. But it's like, don't forget about us. Don't forget about us. The NBA, we like to dunk, and don't you worry about any sort of wagering.
Well, yeah, the ESPN is always pimping the NBA, though. Like, I feel like it could be, like, the biggest deal in the World Series, and it's just, like, two little sentences. Ohtani has three home runs, and he struck out some people. But what's next for the Timberwolves? And, like, it's the second day of the season. Like, come on. So that's the thing with the NBA for me is that I like the NBA.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes the regular season just doesn't have the same appeal to me. And I will say the first two games of the season, we had some great games. So maybe I'm a little off base there, but it just doesn't have the same gravity as these postseason games, obviously in the World Series, and even like Monday Night Football games, where in the NFL, we know each week holds a ton of weight.
Oh, yeah. And also when it's tough to, because it's early, you know, like it's super early.
Yeah.
I feel that way about the NBA all the time. And I know there's some hoop heads out here and they had a lot of friends who are super into basketball. And I totally get it because I love the NBA. But right now, my attention span can only go to so many areas, right? I'm like, we're in the middle of college football season. We're in the middle of the NFL. Hockey just got underway. There's all these tangential stories like the whole sports betting issues and the poker playing that we saw last week that just came to fruition. And then there's the World Series. So pardon me if I'm not all over, you know, Hornets Wizards this early in the season. It's just going to take some time.
I think the funniest thing I saw when I was watching ESPN the other day is I think it was like after the second game of the season, and they put Golden State Warriors 92% chance to reach the playoffs. I'm like, well, yeah, they've won their games. It's two games into the year, so like let's pump the brakes on the playoff percentage. But we do have game three of the World Series tonight, and you know I'm going to be locked and loaded for this, especially because if you're romantic about baseball at all, this has the storyline for you. Max Scherzer making a start for the Blue Jays, which a lot of people are speculating that this could be his last career start of somebody who has had a Hall of Fame career and the ultimate competitor. And we saw last time around he hadn't pitched in a month. And then he did the stare down to John Snyder. He's like, I'm not coming out of the damn game. So it's not going to shock me if we see another one of those. But if you look at the numbers, I think this is the tough part because both of us had our start in journalism. And now we're in betting. And journalism, you root for good stories. But in betting, you root for the numbers. And you're like, hey, what's something I can depend on that is backed up by data and stats? And I think that's the tough part of this game because, Jenks, I'm looking at these bets, and the one bet that stood out to me last night, I was looking at these, and this number has already changed. Max Scherzer outs recorded was set at 11.5. So the books are thinking, you know, he's only going to go four innings? I understand that this Dodgers lineup is really tough. But, like, again, like, if you have the confidence in Max Scherzer to throw him out there, I think you're going to keep him in. And plus, he ain't coming out. So if you are romantic again about baseball at all, you say, okay, Max Scherzer has one more left in him. He's going to be decent because last time around, it's not like he was lights out. He was absolutely battling. He walked four batters. He gave up a couple runs, but he did go five innings. Yeah. And he gave the Blue Jays a chance to win, and they won that game. So I don't know. I look at that bet and I keep looking at it and the juice has increased. It was -155 last night. Now it's -170. Over at BetMGM, it's already flipped to 12.5. So I do think a lot of this game hinges on what we expect and what we'll see from Max Scherzer.
I think it will too. And I, you know, this is one of those things. It's a good lesson in betting, which is you have to strip emotions out of your bet. And if you're going to bet on something, it's like betting on your favorite team, right? Can you really look at this subjectively, like truly through an objective lens? You know, being objective in betting when you care about a particular player or you care about your particular team is tough to do. And I say that because when it comes to Max, I mean, he's a Nationals legend, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Led us to a World Series. He was incredible. He's an otherworldly competitor. He's so likable. He never wants to come out of games. You say Mad Max here in D.C., and people get jacked like, oh, Max Scherzer. I love Max Scherzer. And I love Max Scherzer. At the same time, he is, what, 41 now? And he was spectacular in his last appearance, but I just don't think this is a good spot for him. If you look at him on the road this season, Chelsea, he has an ERA of 5.91. And in night games, I know that's one of those things we don't generally focus on, night versus day. But we have enough of a sample size here during the World Series where at night he has an ERA of more than 6. And now he has to take on Tyler Glasnow, who has not lost a game since August 30th. He has allowed one run or less in 6 of his last 7, even though one of those appearances was in relief in the series against the Phillies. But I feel like the Dodgers are the right side here. I like Dodgers in the first 5.
Well, it feels like almost every metric says you shouldn't be trusting Max Scherzer here. Because, like, even no matter how you slice it, even for the regular season, he had a 5 ERA. So, like, there's very few, like, stats that back up backing Max Scherzer here, unless you're somebody who says, this is the postseason, regular seasons don't matter, and if anybody is seasoned in the postseason, it is Max Scherzer. Like, this moment's not going to be too big for him. Like, I don't see him, like, giving up a home run and be like, oh, darn, I'm going to, you know, just pout. No, like, we saw it last game that he's going to battle, he's going to stay in the game, and he's going to keep his head on straight, even if it's not his A-plus stuff. And this is what you get from veteran pitchers, is that they are good even when their stuff isn't working. And I think, you know, that's the craftiness of some of these old guys, is they say, hey, you know, this pitch isn't working, so we're going to go to this one. It's not going to be the prettiest outing, but we're going to get through it. So, you know, in my heart of hearts, I want Max Scherzer to have a good start here. But like you said, all the numbers just kind of go against him here. And I will say this, Tyler Glasnow is probably not going to throw a complete game. Like, I say that, but the Dodgers' starting rotation has just been incredible. I also said that Yamamoto is not going to throw back-to-back, you know, complete games, is he? And then he does, but it hasn't really been the MO of Tyler Glasnow. He's probably going to give him 6 strong innings, but we have seen when the Blue Jays get to the Dodgers bullpen, they can absolutely score some runs, like we saw in the first game. So this is still a very good Blue Jays lineup. And from a matchup standpoint, there are some Blue Jays starters that should be noted have good numbers against Tyler Glasnow. So if you're looking to play some player props, Vladdy Jr. has faced Tyler Glasnow a lot. 17 at-bats, he's hitting .353 with 4 walks, 1 home run, and 3 RBI. And we know how scorching hot Vladdy Jr. has been this postseason. So I think, you know, that's a good sign when your best hitter in your lineup has good numbers against the opposing starter. Should be noted, George Springer is hitting .462 off Tyler Glasnow as well. And we know George Springer fully capable of going off in the postseason, and he's their leadoff guy. So I'm not saying that the Blue Jays don't stand a chance to score some runs. It's just I'm worried about Max Scherzer giving up a few here. So I don't know what to expect. But here's the thing, like the price you're going to pay for the Dodgers here. They are minus 200 on the money line, total of 8 runs here. I was looking at the Dodgers in the first 5, as much as it hurts my heart. First 5 run line is minus 125. Jenks, are you interested?
I found, what is the price that you found? I found minus 130 this morning on the first 5. What is the price you got?
I was looking, it was last night, so maybe it's changed, but first 5 run line minus 125. So it's in the ballpark.
Yeah, let's do that. I just feel like that the Dodgers are going to get off to a hot start here. And also, you know, it's a weird thing you can't quantify when you talk about a veteran who's been around for a long time. Like, Max was not supposed to be good last time out against the Mariners, but he was because he's a veteran, and those guys who have been in that circumstance know how to sort of just summon the best of what they've had over the years in that moment. But I feel like that's tough to do in back-to-back outings at the age of 41. You know what I mean? In this spot. I just don't think it's a good spot for him, particularly with Glass now pitching the way he's pitched.
Yeah, I just think it's one of those things where this Dodgers lineup is too good, and people have talked about this, is that the top of the Dodgers lineup has not even been that great.
Yeah.
And yet here the Dodgers stand in the World Series because they have other guys at the bottom of the lineup, or, you know, the middle of the lineup, guys like Will Smith and Max Muncy and Kike Hernandez, who are kind of picking up the slack because it's been a relatively quiet World Series and postseason for guys like Mookie Betts. I know Ohtani had that one great game, but overall it hasn't been a great postseason for him. So I don't know. What about a total in this game, Jenks? Obviously, this is very dependent on what we see from Max Scherzer. Once again, a total of 8 runs. Like, I think I'm leaning towards the over in this one because, like, we've seen it. Nobody's touching Yamamoto. Like, that's just one of those things. When he's pitching, good luck to whatever lineup. But as I mentioned, the Blue Jays hitters do have some batters that, number one, have faced Tyler Glass now quite a bit, because that's the other thing. These Blue Jays batters had not seen very much of Yamamoto. So he also had that going for him, and plus he had otherworldly stuff going on that night. So I do think we see some runs scored from both sides of the coin. So I think if I was leaning one direction, it would be toward the over, but I don't know. I wish it was a 7.
I know.
But I think I'm still leaning towards the over.
I like that yesterday when I was working on this show, I put the total as 0.5. And so I was like, let's go over here. I like there to be at least one run in this game. I'm like, okay, Michael, maybe you correct that. I would go under, actually, just because if it's telling you, if the numbers are telling you that Scherzer will not go long in this game, that means he probably gets a quick hook, which is understandable. And so then the Blue Jays go to their pen, and they have a pretty solid pen. I don't think the Blue Jays are going to let him just go and let him eat up innings in this game. So that tells you he won't go long. Then the Jays go to their pen. There's always a possibility that the Dodgers' pen gets roughed up, which we saw in game one. But ultimately, I think Glass now is the difference here. This feels like an under game to me.
I just think that the Dodgers' bullpen can give up some runs. And again, like, that's we true. Have some Blue Jays batters that have hit Tyler Glass now pretty well. So that's one side of the equation. I think the Blue Jays can score some runs here. And then I do think that the Dodgers are fully capable of going off, which is wild that in the NLCS, it feels like we had very few of those games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, this is an all-star lineup, just Hall of Famers after Hall of Famers. And we don't see these, like, crooked numbers. Like, the Blue Jays are actually averaging more runs per game this postseason than the Dodgers. So maybe we're due for one of those games from the Dodgers. I feel like this could be it.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way, too. I also like the Dodgers on the run line. You know me, I'll look at Dodgers minus one if I can find that, but I feel like this could be one of those games where the Dodgers just take control of this series, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, LA's going to win this thing.
I just also rather trust Tyler Glass now than, like, whatever's coming in the bullpen.
Yeah,
so I think first five's the way to go for me, if you like the Dodgers. All right, coming up next, time to revisit some of the biggest headlines of the weekend, including Drake May, the prince that's promised in New England. We'll talk about his amazing performance next here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.